Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Al Diaz, author of The Titus Concept, producer of the film Beyond Hope and Transformational Guide. And I also have my co-host, Cindy Holbrook, the compassionate divorce coach of CoachingForDivorceWomen.com. Tonight, our topic, our special edition, first time we ever done it during the night, right, Cindy?
That's right.
Anyways, our topic is, how do you know if the new person is the right one? First, a couple of announcements. Katina Jack back here on Blog Talk Radio on the Rewrite Your Story host page for upcoming shows and co-hosts. And also go to rewritestory.com for very special gifts we are giving away. You know, I met this amazing person. I mean, phenomenal. I mean, simply phenomenal. She's like, she's everything I've ever wanted, everything I've ever dreamed of. But you know what, Cindy? I kind of remember saying that to myself before. It was the right person, and yet it ended up being a toxic relationship. How do I know it was the right person? She does everything perfect. She talks to me in a perfect way. She treats me good. Every time I'm around her, I feel great. She's always smiling at me. But there's some part of me that, is this the real deal?
Is this the real deal? You know, I completely understand. It's like I met this guy and he was just, I believe that he's the right one for me. On our first date, he picked me a red rose, and he was such a gentleman to me and opened my doors and talked and laughed, and he was just so nice. And matter of fact, while we were on our first date, I got a phone call that my son was needed a ace bandage because he had injured himself. And so this guy, he drove me all over town looking for the right size and the right type of bandage, and I thought, gosh, how compassionate this guy is, and I just know that he's the right guy. But then, like you, it's like there's this nagging feeling. Is it really for real? Is this going to last, or is it just, am I just reading more into it than what's there? And welcome to tonight's edition of Your Toxic Relationship Dance. And our topic tonight is, how do you know if the new person is the right one? And as always, you can go to facebook.com/group/ Your Toxic Relationship Dance. And I am monitoring the Facebook page, so you can go ahead and post any questions or comments you have while we're on live this evening. And Al, you can also phone in. Al, you can say the phone number and stuff.
Sure. So the phone number to call in, if you're listening, when you're listening to us, obviously if it's a recording, you can't call in, but live, it's 713-955-0561. That's 713-955-0561. By the way, for those of you who are trying to get logged into the chat room, you could be there, and I'm not sure, because it's on my computer or the network or something. It's thinking, and it's going around in circles, so I don't know what that means. So you could be there, and I don't see you. Or maybe you're having issues trying to get in, or and you're just listening to it on the phone. I'm not sure. But so bear with it. If I'm doing my best to make sure the chat room comes live before the end of the show.
Sounds good. So with the question, how do you know if the person that you just met is the right one for you? And I think we're all looking for this sure thing. We're looking for this one special sign of, yep, that's the right guy for me, and I know it. Or that's the right girl for me, and I know it because I am just over the moon whenever I'm with them. In the scenario that I gave earlier, that was actually my first date with my husband. And I was totally blown away, especially by the red rose, because as a lot of you know, my ex-husband never bought me flowers. So I had never received flowers from a guy before, and for him just to go and pick me a red rose blew me away. But I definitely kept pulling back, and I was like, is this the real thing? Everybody warns you that people change. Especially, I know men always have the fear where, you know, they have that old saying that a wife takes a husband hoping he'll change, and a husband takes a wife hoping they won't change. My mom used to say that all the time. I don't know if you've ever heard that. And sometimes I find some truth to it, that in both sides, is we think that this person is one way. We perceive them as one way. And so the big question is, are you looking at the whole picture, and how fast are you rushing into something? It's like they can be the perfect person for you today, but trying to answer the question, are they the perfect person forever, is another question.
You know, another thing that I've also seen is how well do you get to know a person? You know, and I know there's many people that out there are books that indicate, hey, become friends first and get to know each other before you get involved in a relationship. And that makes total sense. I know personally, and again, it's no guarantee, but personally, I love to know and understand the other person because I want to get to know them. I want to understand who they are, what they represent, where they're coming from, where they've been, where they're headed. There's no guarantees that going through that whole process that you're going to totally understand the complete package. And again, you know, it's human tendency to be extra nice, be extra, put your best foot forward, have those kind comments and all that, because that's human nature. You put your best foot forward. But on the other hand, you know, you got to take responsibility, and maybe perhaps, I know not everybody uses their intuition, but be intuitive enough to pick up on what is real and what is not.
And I think for both of them, it's for both parties, it's not rushing into something. If one person wants to take it slower, then, you know, you need to, the person wants to take it faster needs to step back. It's really, you know, it is a dance. It's a relationship dance. I mean, every relationship we have is a dance, you know, be it with our children, with our parents, with our siblings, with our bosses. But when we're talking romantic relationships, we always think it's an all or nothing. And especially, you know, whenever a relationship is new, I'm always like, you know, enjoy the moment, enjoy the times that you're together, and really, like you said, trust your intuition, but feel your way into it. Is this person really who you think they are? Do they support you? Do they accept you exactly who you are? You know, I can be really, really, really silly, and I can just do some. I always say some people would think I was crazy if they could, like, record me, if there was a fly on the wall with some of the crazy things that I like to do, just having fun. And naturally, my ex-husband never liked these things, so I would always have to suppress who I was. Like, I don't know, one time at IHOP, my sister-in-law and I don't know, we were doing some crazy stuff, and I don't know, we were, like, pulling out panties and laughing and giggling at each other, and she was putting a whole bunch of syrup in my coffee, and so I was trying to put coffee on her pancakes. We were just really screwing around with each other, and that's something I could have never done with my ex. But I've always done this, like, with my friends whenever I was away from him. But whenever I started dating my husband within a month or so after we started dating, my best girlfriend wanted to meet him. So we went to the lake and went fishing together, and me and Elizabeth got into a sword fight with some branches, and Mike started laughing and laughing and laughing at me. So therefore, he was accepting me as I was. He wasn't trying to change me or thinking that I was acting stupid or childish, as, you know, having this stick fight with Liz. And so it's the little moments like that, and you just continue to enjoy what you have and watch and see how much it blossoms. You know, if you have this beautiful rose that's growing outside of your house, you know, this rose bush, you're not going to try to rush the bloom of the roses. And I think whenever we start a relationship and everything is perfect and we feel so good, we want to rush that bloom.
You know, and thank you for sharing that, Cindy. As I was listening to you, something else kind of popped into my head, and I know I personally have dealt with this. So we're right. You know, when we tell, I don't say we're right, but it makes it's common sense that a person, if you're listening to your intuition, and even though everything in your external reality seems to be working out, everything seems to be going good, you listen to your intuition, and there's something that's bugging you, or there's something that's questioning whether or not it's the real deal. You need to listen to that. But the flip side of that, though, and I've seen this, and this is why I'm bringing it up. You know, sometimes a person may get scared. It's happening too fast, or it's too good to be true, and the person's the real deal. But then you get up and leave because it's overwhelming. It's like it's too good to be true. And then at that point, you either want that person to start chasing you because you want to be proven that you're either right or wrong. You want this person to come after you. So what I'm saying here is, on the flip side, yeah, if your intuition is saying, you know, get out. There's something here that you don't see it, you don't feel it yet, but there's some kind of get out, then get out. But on the other hand, if you just flat out get scared, and it is the real deal, but you're just scared because for whatever reason, and you know, it's maybe you just got out of another relationship and this one's happening too fast. I don't know. But if you want the person to come after you, then you know what? You got to look at yourself and say, okay, why am I running away?
Mm-hmm. And even you may not run away. And if you're in that position, you definitely have to talk. And the reason that I said, like, about, you know, if you feel like they're going too fast, because I had timelines for myself when I got a divorce. And I really wanted to honor those timelines. But I also wanted to 100% discover who I was. I wanted to 100% know who I was without any doubt, without somebody telling me who I am. When a relationship ends, and I think men do this just as much as women, we tend to start changing ourselves, trying to please the other person. And so by the time the relationship ends, we don't quite know who we are. One of the things my clients say the most to me is, I just want to feel like myself again. But if you ask them, what does that feel like? It's hard for them to explain it. And so after, you know, my husband and I first met and we started dating, he was head over and heels with me in love. And he, like, probably would have married me 6 months after we started dating. And he kept moving too fast for me. And I kept telling him, back off. You're smothering me. Back off. It's too fast. And, you know, it did. I was afraid of the relationship. I was afraid of going too fast. I was afraid of making this huge, huge mistake. And he was good enough and intuitive enough himself that he kept backing off. But then he would, like, push a little bit too far again and I'd, hey, back off. And so we played this dance for a long time until I totally knew who I was and what I wanted and gained my own confidence in myself. And if it's the right person, they're going to continue to play with you that way. So don't feel like, hey, if I tell somebody to back off, then they're just going to go find somebody else. Because if they're the right person, they're going to stay. On the opposite side, if you're afraid, I had a client, she met this guy, and she thought he was the perfect family man. She fell head over heels in love with this dude, and they got married like 4 months after they met each other, and she thought they were going to have this Brady Bunch blended family. And after they got married, all hell broke loose. But she said before she got married, that she was afraid to get married. She said she was literally afraid. It wasn't just like pre-wedding jitters. She said she felt actual fear. And I believe that was her intuition telling her, girl, you're making the wrong choice here. And after they got married, he was just a horrible stepfather, did some horrible things to the family, and just about destroyed this girl. So it's really important to trust what is your gut telling you. If you're really literally afraid of what you're doing, and even like with me, I was afraid the relationship was going too fast, speak up. And if the person is the right one and they really care about you, they're going to honor what you want.
Totally agree. And here's the other aspect, and it's funny, we're kind of talking about this because I just had a session a couple of hours ago with one of my clients. And I told this person, I said, look, when you start loving yourself, you create the ability or allow the ability to trust yourself, to trust that whatever goes on into your external reality, that you'll get through it or you'll overcome it or it'll all work out because you're trusting yourself because you love yourself. So if you're in a situation and you're wondering if this is the right person and you're wondering, okay, should I slow it down, speed it up? I don't want to lose this person or I do want to lose this person, whatever. When you care enough about yourself, when you love yourself enough, regardless, and I'm not going to say that there's no pain involved when you love yourself. I'm not going to say you're not going to get hurt. But you have the ability to get through scenarios that where if it gets really uncomfortable, whether there's a breakup or the situation's getting really hot and heavy or whatever. When you love yourself, you have the ability to deal with whatever comes in your life better than most people that don't even love themselves. And part of that is self-care. And I was telling my client, so you know what? Start loving yourself so you can start trusting yourself. Because it's very difficult to trust yourself if you don't love yourself. You're only going to trust yourself as much as you can love yourself. And if you only love yourself a little bit, then that's going to be the extent of how much you trust. Because what we do as humans, we start trusting the other people, or we start trusting the experience, or we start trusting the scenario, the situation, rather than trusting yourself. Because it's up to you to deal with whatever's going to go on in your life. And you start that by loving yourself.
You know, Al, we talk so much about self-love, and you and I, we have a very good understanding of what self-love is. And, you know, it just popped into my head as you were talking, and I think that would be a great topic for us really to talk about next week, is just what does self-love look like? It's because
phenomenal.
Maybe a lot of our guests, our listeners, really don't know what self-love is. Looks like. When we sit there and we talk about self-love, they might think, hey, you know, why can't be this egotistical, narcissistic pig that just loves myself and thinks, oh, I'm the greatest. So I really think, you know, we'll add that on next week if you're game, Al, to really get in deep about what does self-love look like, because it is so important in developing a healthy relationship. And you had said, like, you know, you might get hurt. And we never want to stay somewhere and being afraid of getting hurt. Whenever I'd ask my client why she went on with the wedding whenever she was so afraid, she said that they had bought a house together and she didn't want to lose everything that she had. And you ask yourself, that's not really a good reason to be in a relationship. And sometimes if you leave and it might be hurt and it might be ugly and there might be some sticky situations, but it's much better to break it off as soon as you know that it's not the right thing for one or both of you versus keeping it for years and years and years, where as you wind up hating each other and then it becomes, you know, triple toxic. And that's what happens with so many people. They say, oh, you know, there's this little quirk about him, oh, that I can deal with that. That doesn't, you know, that's just who he is. I can deal with it. But that little thing that bothers you a little bit today, is it going to bother you 100 times worse 5 years from now? So these are things that, like, sort of need to be ironed out and see where the support and the love of each other is, if it's meant to be, and not to rush it. Especially in today's age, we want to rush everything.
Yeah, I know, really. You know what, Cindy? This is the first time I ever heard triple X toxic. That's the first time I ever heard you say that. That's pretty deep. That must be pretty wild. But, you know, before we continue on the subject, so for whatever reason, if you guys are in the chat room, I can't see you. I don't know if it's the network or the computer, but it's going around in circles. So my apologies if I'm not responding to you or I don't, you know, recognize you or acknowledge you or whatever. I don't see you. On the other hand, and normally right around this time at the halfway point, I normally put the links for the Facebook So if you're interested, and I also put the link to the show so you can share with other people. So if you're listening to us in the chat room, please share the link to the show, and also Cindy's going to announce what the Facebook page is, and then join us. We're getting a lot of people joining us. We're averaging like about 10 people a week, and it's phenomenal. So it's growing. So join us, and you can ask us questions there, and especially if you're listening to this program on the recording, you could always reach out to us on the page and join us. So, Cindy, can you share that page again, please?
It's facebook.com/groups/ Your Toxic Relationship Dance.
Phenomenal. So going back to the topic, I like the idea of talking about self-love. And thank you for bringing that up. We will definitely address that. Have you ever been in a situation, well, it sounds like you were with your ex-husband, but have you ever been in a situation where it was like going 100 miles an hour and it's just like, wow, this is mind-boggling awesome. And it didn't turn out.
Well,
to be.
You know, that's what I was saying. It was like with my current husband. It is a very good, healthy relationship, but it was going way too fast for me. And so I kept pushing back, saying, "Hey, slow down, buddy. And my, I remember my husband once somebody had said something. God, we'd been dating each other for about a year, and they said, why don't you just get married? Mike's like, I'll marry her next weekend. She won't marry me. You know, I wanted to stick to my timeline, and I wanted certain things, and I didn't want to rush into anything. I did not ever want to go into the type of relationship that I left. It just, that relationship just about killed my soul, for lack of a better word. And whenever you feel like you're, you know, the very depths of who you are has been broken, and you feel, you know, the way that I felt, it was somewhere I never wanted to visit again. You know, and I always feel for our listeners, because I know that we have listeners that feel like they're in the depths of hell, just like I did. And it's a horrible, horrible place to be. And whenever I started digging myself out of it, I had made a promise I was never going to go back there. And so I kept fighting, and I kept asking questions, and I was pushing back, and I was terrified that my husband was too good to be true. You know, you and I, we've talked about the law of attraction before, and when I was still married to my first husband, I used to always tell my girlfriend Liz. I used to always tell her about my perfect man. My perfect man was my coping mechanism for my crappy life. And so, you know, I was just, if my life got too crappy, I would just go fantasize about my perfect man. I didn't even know what the law of attraction was back then. Never heard of the term, and if somebody had told me about it, I probably would have thought it was a bunch of bullshit. But for 3 years, I kept talking about my perfect man and what his qualities were, what his sense of humor was like, what he enjoyed doing. I mean, it just because it kept me sane. And so whenever I met Mike and Mike started having all of these qualities, I kept saying, this is too good to be true. This is too good to be true. This is too good to be true. And it was fast. And he was pushing hard, but I was really pushing back harder, saying, this is too good to be true. This guy cannot have all these good qualities that I had dreamt about for 3 years. So it's being honest, you know, it's being okay with yourself. And like I said, obviously it was meant to be, because Mike stuck around and he put up with all my bullshit, was pushing him back all the time. And
Well, Cindy, so you're on the roll tonight. That's the first time I ever heard you say BS on the radio show, but that's all good. I love it. Go ahead. I think you should do more night shows. You're coming out like full board here. This is awesome. Okay, you know what?
I've been working really hard writing some scripts for my videos that I'm going to release next week. So maybe that's what you're hearing from me.
it's triple X toxic and not BS. That was awesome. Okay, so I got to bring this up, and maybe this is a topic for another show. So here's what another thing that humanity has to do, both men and women. So you're in a funky, toxic relationship, and obviously you're focusing on what's wrong or what you don't like, and maybe that escalates to the toxic relationship. But here's the thing, though, and how many, and I'm guilty. I've done this. So you leave this toxic relationship, and you hook up with somebody else that's the opposite of what you were dealing with, thinking that when you get into this other relationship that's the opposite, let's say, I don't even know what an example would be, but you go from one extreme to the other, and you're just as unhappy with that relationship, the new relationship, because it doesn't feel right. Instead of going, and I realize for some people that does work out, but for the most part, when you go from one extreme to the other, to the opposite end, you're going to end up being in another toxic relationship because there's no happy medium. And I know, yes. I've seen many people do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have seen people, just for an example, I have seen people and known of people who have left alcoholics for these very faith-driven people. And so those are two opposites. And so I wanted to give an example because that's a good example. If you're with this, you know, especially when if you're going to church and you're thinking, oh, my husband was horrible because he drank all the time and he did this and he yelled at me and had this horrible temper. And they go to this strong faith-based person who they think is faith-based. But regardless, everybody's human. And sometimes the persona they have on the outside isn't who you get whenever you get on the inside.
Right. Right. Okay. I got it. You know what? I enjoyed this tonight. So it had a different energy about it. I really enjoyed it. But anyway, and normally at right about this time, I'll stop putting on cancel links again, and so that way to remind everybody. So my apologies, the chat room never started up. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's my laptop or the network. But any final thoughts or comments, Cindy?
Not that I can think of. Just definitely, you know, next week let's talk about the self-love. And as I said, I'm going to be posting it up on our page, but I am going to be releasing a set of videos next week that our listeners might really be interested in. Because it talks about how to, the series is Thriving After Divorce, but even if you're trying to thrive after a crappy relationship that you was never divorced, you have the same feelings. So I just wanted to let everybody know about that.
Awesome. And congratulations, Cindy, and I wish you much success and all the best. And again, my co-host.
Big love to everybody and have a great weekend. I have to say my thing.
Okay, well, I'm done. So my wonderful co-host, Cindy Holbrook, the Compassionate Divorce Coach of CoachingForDivorceWomen.com. Have you had enough of what you're going through? Contact me and let's rewrite your story from your existing pain to purpose that allows you to have the life you truly desire. My email address is al.diazforlove@gmail.com. And normally, right about this point, I say every Friday. Remember, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific. But we did this tonight, Thursday night. I have I'm going away for 4 days, so that's why we did it tonight, Thursday. And please tell everybody about the show and keep joining us. Tell everybody to join us on the page that Cindy has mentioned a couple of times, and you can rewind the recording and listen to it. Thank you all for joining us. And remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day, a wonderful evening. And Cindy, you rock and enjoy your journey, your energy, and your blatant language. It was awesome.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.